A thumbs up from markets in Mexico.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The presidential election was Sunday, but today, Mexico begins the official recount. Don't hold your breath. This could take several days, but it's looking as though the markets have already picked their winner. Marketplace America's desk correspondent Dan Gretsch has more from Mexico City.
Over the past 2 days, Mexico's IPC stock index has surged 1,100 points, and the Mexican peso has jumped 2.5% against the dollar, its strongest level since May. Traders are reacting to the unexpected lead of Wall Street's preferred candidate, conservative Felipe Calderon. He holds a 1% lead over leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador in early returns. William & Mary professor George Grayson is an expert in Mexican politics. He says the markets might be reacting too fast.
If Felipe Calderon is proclaimed the winner, supporters of López Obrador are likely to take to the streets in ugly demonstrations.
Grayson says the uncertainty of a prolonged challenge could hurt the economy. López Obrador has taken to the streets twice before, after he lost elections to be governor of Tabasco State. And now he's amassing a team of lawyers to challenge the presidential vote. In Mexico City, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The Hard Rock Cafe could be up for grabs. That chain is owned by a British conglomerate, Rank Group. They've said they might sell, and if they do, they'd put more attention on their gaming and gambling operations in Britain. The first Hard Rock Cafe opened in London back in 1971. Today, there are 120 locations in 40 countries. This Friday is the first anniversary of the London bombings, in which 56 people died. More than 100 suffered serious injuries. The British government has repeatedly rejected calls for an investigation into the atrocity. From London, Stephen Beard tells us why.
The government has ruled out a public inquiry, citing, amongst other things, the cost. Ministers point to the hearings into the so-called Bloody Sunday massacre in Northern Ireland. They have so far cost almost $750 million in lawyers' fees. But cost should not be the main consideration, says former government minister John Denham.
All public inquiries are expensive, but they're usually held when there's an urgent need to establish what went wrong after some tragedy or accident, and in particular where you need to learn lessons in order to protect yourselves for the future.
He says that more insight into why four young Britons committed mass murder in their capital city and why the security services failed to stop them would be invaluable. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
No numbers from Wall Street since the market was closed yesterday. Asian markets were a little rattled by North Korea's test of 6 medium and 1 long-range missile. The Nikkei fell 0.4%. The testing didn't seem to impact oil prices, though, which fell in Asia. Light crude slipped about 33 cents to $73.60 a barrel. This is Marketplace. Newspapers are struggling these days. Both ad revenue and subscriptions are down. However, Rachel Dornhelm says some new technology could help business rebound.
Imagine a computer screen that's as thin and flexible as a piece of saran wrap. You can even roll it up and carry it in your pocket. It's a technology headed for store shelves in a year or two. Analyst Vin Crosby says newspaper publishers are intrigued.
They've realized that they need some hybrid of the traditional print product and also the web at the same time, something that's interactive but still has the display potentials of a traditional printed newspaper.
Crosby says business plans for the device are still unclear.
Although most publishers would like to have that subscription revenue coming into them.
Syndicate Hearst recently said pilot programs for the technology could start with select San Francisco Chronicle and Houston Chronicle subscribers later this year. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters. The facts without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. In China, franchises from fast food restaurants to local real estate chains account for only about 2% of all sales. But franchising in China is growing at about 40% a year, making it one of the fastest developing markets in the world. Beijing recently changed the rules to make it easier for foreign franchises to join in. We get more from Jocelyn Ford.
First time to hear this jingle? It's for the Golden Arches in China. McDonald's is one of the early birds to test the water in China, but these days it's got a lot of company, from Hooters to the homegrown Little Sheep Hot Pot. Retail business consultant Elizabeth Harrington says franchising is a perfect fit for China. The country has a lot of wannabe entrepreneurs who are eager to buy business know-how and a brand name.
It's a huge opportunity for U.S. companies because basically China needs everything.
Not just fast food, but also services like Kinko's, car washes, and computer repairs.
I mean, this is really a once-in-a-lifetime window of opportunity, but that window of opportunity is only going to be there for maybe the next 5 years, 10 years at the very outside. So time to do it is now.
Before someone beats you to it. One American company that's jumped on the bandwagon is Super 8 Hotel. When Mitchell Presnick launched the franchise in China 2 years ago, the country had lots of branded luxury hotels, but budget chains were just taking off. He's since signed up 71 franchisees and adds 2 new hotels a week. That makes him the largest foreign budget hotel chain. Presnick says there's no shortage of enthusiasm among franchisees, but getting local hoteliers up to speed is a challenge. Today, he's inspecting the first Super 8 in Shanghai. It opened a year ago.
Let's go on in.
He finds plenty to complain about. Peeling paint, discolored tiles. He tells the owner this is not up to Super 8 standards. In China, Super 8 has had to open up special schools to help train staff of its franchisees, something that isn't usually done in the U.S. Presnick says that's the price you pay to be a leader in a new industry. Being able to maintain uniform standards is the key to success for franchises, but it's a new concept to many Chinese. Another challenge for foreign franchisers, what to do about copycats, like the one down the street from the Super 8 Presnick just inspected.
Let's go around the corner to the Motel 168. I want to see what the competitors are doing.
That's right, Motel 168. The similarity in name doesn't stop with the number 8. The motel has also added an English word to its sign.
Well, what's funny is, but I noticed they had a super, and they've got an 8 in their, you know, it was just kind of coincidental.
Uh-huh. The coincidence doesn't worry him yet. The market is plenty big, and Super 8 hotel rooms are full 85% of the time, about 20% higher than in the U.S. Besides, Presnick says, imitation is the best form of flattery. In Shanghai, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
We're podcasting. Check out our website for more information, marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
In California, an Indian tribe has...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.